Penguin Audio presents Enchantment, The Art of Changing Hearts, Minds, and Actions by Guy Kawasaki. Read by Guy Kawasaki, Dan John Miller, and Ellen Archer.
Hello, this is Guy Kawasaki. John Maynard Keynes said, "The difficulty lies not in the new ideas, but in escaping from the old ones, which ramify, for those brought up as most of us have been, into every corner of our minds." My story. I first saw Macintosh in the summer of 1983, 6 months before the rest of the world. Mike Boyd showed it to me in the back of a one-story office building on Banley Drive in Cupertino, California. At the time, Boyd was the software evangelist of the Macintosh division of Apple. I was a humble jeweler, schlepping gold and diamonds for a small jewelry manufacturer out of Los Angeles. Macintosh was a rumor, and the only reason I saw it so early was that Boyd was my college roommate. Back then, personal computing was an oxymoron because Fortune 500 companies, universities, and governments owned most computers. If you were lucky, you owned an Apple IIe or an IBM PC. They displayed upper and lowercase text, and you navigated around the screen with cursor keys. Most of the world used IBM's electric typewriters, and the lucky people had access to the model with the lift-off correcting tape. Seeing a Macintosh for the first time was the second most enchanting moment of my life. The first most enchanting moment was meeting my wife. My introduction to Macintosh removed the scales from my eyes, parted the clouds, and made me hear angels singing. Let's go back in time to see two features that made Macintosh so cool. First, it could display animated graphics. Andy Hertzfeld, the Macintosh division's software wizard, created a program with bouncing Pepsi caps to show off this capability. Steve Jobs then used Andy's program to convince John Sculley, CEO of Pepsi, to stop selling sugared water and join Apple. This application seems simple now, but back then, bouncing icons inside Windows was magic. Second, with a Macintosh program called MacPaint, people could draw pictures. When Boyd showed me what MacPaint could do, my mind did somersaults. Back then, the most people could do on a personal computer was hack out crude pictures using letters and numbers. With a Macintosh, anyone could at least draw diagrams, if not create art. A few minutes of Boyd's demo convinced me of two things. First, the Macintosh would make people more creative and productive than they'd ever dreamed. And second, I wanted to work for Apple. Boyd got me a job in the Macintosh division, and my mission was to convince developers to create Macintosh-compatible products. I used fervor and zeal to make them believe in the Macintosh as much as I did. This job marked the beginning of a 25-year fascination with the art of enchantment. I define enchantment as the process of delighting people with a product, service, organization, or idea. The outcome of enchantment is voluntary and long-lasting support that is mutually beneficial. Our journey. This book is for people who see life for what it can be rather than what it can't. They are bringing to market a cause, that is, a product, service, organization, or idea that can make the world a better place. They realize that in a world of mass media, social media, and advertising media, it takes more than instant, shallow, and temporary relationships to get the job done. I'm going to take you on a journey to learn how to change the hearts, minds, and actions of people. Here is our itinerary. Chapter 1. Why Enchantment? The greater your goals, the more you'll need to change people's hearts, minds, and actions. This is especially true if you have few resources and big competitors. If you need to enchant people, you're doing something meaningful. If you're doing something meaningful, you need enchantment. Chapter 2. How to achieve likability. Has anyone you disliked ever enchanted you? I doubt it. If he did, I doubt the feeling lasted long. This is why the first step of enchantment is to get people to like you. To accomplish this, you'll need to accept others and find something to like in them. Chapter 3. How to achieve trustworthiness. Has anyone you distrusted ever enchanted you? I doubt this too. Achieving trustworthiness is the second step.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?